You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dana, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hi.
What's going on in your world?
Nothing. I'm super nervous because I wasn't going to call, but I did.
Oh, I'm nervous for you, Dana. This is scary stuff right here.
Just because there's so many people listening and they're all judging you on everything that you say right now.
It's my favorite thing you say every morning when people call.
Well, yeah. No, it's true. It's a lot of people, you don't think about it, right? There's over a million people right now who are going,
oh my God.
Let's see what this Dana chick is all about.
Now I'm freaking out, Dana. It's a lot. What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. I have weekends off, so it's kind of my time to just relax. So I crochet all weekend.
Do you?
What are you making right now?
So do I. What are the odds?
Bananas in pajamas. I don't know if you've heard that old TV show.
I do remember Bananas in Pajamas.
What?
So are you making the actual characters?
Yes. Out of crochet.
Well, now wait a minute. Talk to me as if I don't know anything about it, because I don't know anything about it. What is Bananas in Pajamas? It sounds nasty.
My nephew used to like, it's kind of like Barney. It was an old kids TV show back in the 90s.
There was like a theme song or something too,
wasn't
there?
I gotta look it up right now. Hold on. It's a show?
It's Dom, literally Bananas in Pajamas.
Oh, so
yeah, and they're big. They're two big dumb bananas jumping around, and they're
teaching
life lessons
right now, huh? You know, it kind of surprises me, Dana. How did all of like multiple generations not grow up just the biggest morons of all time?
I know,
with all of this stuff plugged into our heads.
Well, I mean, they probably taught a lot of nice things, you know, and the kids related to the bananas and.
I'm
looking at it. Yeah.
I see him dancing. Okay.
All right. So you have it Fruit and Nightwear, because if you called it Bananas and Pajamas, you'd want to watch it right away.
Fruit in Nightwear. Oh, here's the theme song. Okay. Let's hear it. Bananas in Pajamas.
I can't take any more of that.
I can't either. I don't know. Well, listen, you know, you're a sweetheart for crocheting those.
Well, good. Do you sell them? What do you do with them?
Well, this one's for my nephew, but I do sell some of my stuff if people ask for it.
What's your big seller?
Well, my friend bought this Death Star. It was kind of huge.
You crocheted a Death Star?
Really?
Yes.
I could send you a picture later.
I wish you would.
Well, do it immediately. Don't do it later. Do it right now. We want to see this. How big was the Death Star?
It was about as big as a basketball.
That's quite impressive. That is
now,
really
impressive. Was it actually spherical or was it just two-dimensional?
No, it was
It was like a basketball.
Spherical. Yeah.
Okay.
Movie grade quality? I want to see a picture of that. I really do. So text
What'd
us that later.
What did you stuff it with? What was on the inside?
It's polyfill, just like the polyfill cotton that you put in pillows.
Polyfill cotton, Dom.
Oh my God.
I would have filled it with like deli meat or something.
I do want to see a photo, Dana, so send that to us.
What'd
you
sell that for? How much?
I did it for $60. It was for a friend, so I didn't sell it for too much.
What would you have normally sold it for if it wasn't for a friend?
I mean, on the internet, they sell it for like $100.
Wait
more
a minute.
Than that
there's more than one of you
Wait
that does
a minute.
This?
You're telling us that other people are crocheting Death Stars?
There's a market for this?
Huh.
Yeah, they crochet all kinds of stuff and sell it. I just buy the patterns because I make it myself.
Yeah. That's
you know who
cool.
buys crocheted Death Stars, Jeremy?
Nerds.
People who grew up watching Bananas in Pajamas.
You're probably right, buddy.
Dana, I got to say, you passed with flying colors. You did great
today. Start. Thank
Fantastic.
You, Dana.
Fantastic. See?
Can I give a shout out to my friend?
Nope.
He might be listening.
Nope.
Nope.
Sorry.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Not a chance in hell, Dana. Have a good weekend.
Right. Okay. No. All right. Who's the
okay,
friend?
Okay. All right.
Come on. Who's the friend?
I just want to say hi to Angus.
Angus.
All right.
Angus.
Hi, Angus.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Dana.
I feel like that's the only reason she called. It was at the very end just to say, hey, Angus.
Oh, that's funny. Now, we do have to, we did not do the disclaimer like we said we were going to do last week. Because remember last week, everyone was using the segment just to call in and pimp their business.
Oh, promote their product. Well, yeah, she kind of did. But
she kind of, no, but this is just her doing it for fun mostly.
It's her hobby, so yeah.
So if anybody is on hold right now, you just called in to kind of pimp your business, hang up right now.
Don't do that. Don't do that to us.
Don't do that. That's not why we're here. Who's next? Here comes Randy. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys? How you boys doing?
Randy, we're great, man.
The boys are good.
So good.
Boys are good today. What do you got going this weekend? Anything fun?
Watching my grand dogs while my sons and daughter-in-law are out on a trip. So nice. I got four dogs in the house right now.
Oh, you are on duty.
Well, that house
was literally duty.
Stinky house, man.
Can you name the four dogs real quick?
Ready, go.
Casey, Gator, Ava, and the new one's Cheerio.
That one wins. Cheerio.
named by somebody who grew up watching Bananas
in Pajamas. Oh, that's
good.
What's
on your mind today, Randy? You got anything for us?
Yeah, I'm calling. I just started doing some online dating.
Oh, really?
So man looking for a woman. And I've made comments about the pictures that people put on their dating
profile. You're not going to be rude, are you?
Yeah, Randy, be careful.
Because that's our job.
No.
Come on.
No. Just, you know, you see pictures of, I've seen pictures of furniture, rugs.
Okay. You
know, sunsets. I saw one this morning of a lightning hitting a tree. It's like, you know, I'm looking at these pictures to see if I'm, you know, interested in this person. And and you get stuff like that. You know, get five pictures of headshots of looking up at the camera, you know, at high angle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, five pictures of the same angle and stuff like that. And it's like, it just amazing.
You want a variety.
You just want a mugshot, essentially. You just want straight on, normal. You know what you're looking at.
Then profile.
Then what's with the lightning and the sunsets and stuff? That's
I don't know,
weird.
But, you know, I wouldn't argue too much about the rug because maybe, Randy, what they're saying is, Randy, I'd like to get you down on this rug.
That's exactly what they're saying, Randy.
Did you ever think about that? Huh?
Rug burn. Huh? Well, they'll call you rug burn
rug
Randy.
Rug burn Randy.
Yep.
I never thought of that way. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but
those strike me as maybe like fake accounts, though. If there's no actual pictures of a person and it's all like stock photos of weird things,
that's funny.
Well, they'll have like one picture, but then other stuff. You know?
Oh, but your beef is the profile picture needs to be of them, not a lightning bolt hitting a tree
or a couch.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the lightning bolt is trying to say something, right? Like they have an electric personality.
Yeah, they're gonna spark something with you.
Or you'll be shocked at how much fun you're having.
This relationship's going to be on fire, you know?
See?
See? Good thing I called in. I have a whole new perspective now.
What's your profile picture, big talker?
Yeah, you holding a fish? Let me guess. You're holding a fish, aren't you?
No. I don't. I've learned not to do that. No, I don't. Okay. I have a picture of me out on a hike. You know, bright sunny day up here at Roxborough Park. And
do us a favor. You
know, how's that working for you? Are you getting a lot of hits?
No.
I'm going to tell you what you need to do this weekend, Randy. I want you to gather those four dogs around you, get them all the way around you, and put you in the middle, take a picture, and post that.
It's a good idea.
And I'll be set, huh?
The ladies love the doggies.
Yep.
Of course, they might think you kind of smell like dog, but, you know.
Minor detail. Minor detail. Just put "I'm clean" in your profile, too, okay? Be like, I'm clean and I smell good.
Yeah, there you go.
So you haven't been out on any dates with online dating yet? Is that what you're saying?
No, not yet. I've just been doing about 3 weeks and had a couple little small chats, but nothing. You know, nothing developed.
All right, well, do us a favor. You know our phone number, so you can text us. I want you to text us your new profile picture when you get it with you and the dogs. Mm-hmm. So send that to us, will you please?
Do it.
If I can get them to sit still.
No,
together,
just do it. Get it I'll done immediately and switch it over. I'm telling you, it'll work.
Yeah, just send it to us so we can see it, okay?
All right, I'll give that a try.
All right.
You're a good man.
Later,
Rugburn.
Good
luck to you, buddy. Rugburn. Good luck to you. That was a great call. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you having fun with your boys in the morning. Here comes Molly. Molly, have you ever done any online dating?
I have, actually. Good morning.
Hi, Molly.
What was your profile picture? Did you have a picture of a couch on there?
No. I think it was just a picture, just a selfie.
Just you looking all seductive.
Huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, nice.
You didn't do like duck lips or anything like that, right? You just
I mean, maybe a little bit.
Little duck maybe. Lip. Just the top lip was a duck lip.
How did that How did that work out for you? I mean, did you have success with your online dating?
Not really. I've only been on a couple dates through online dating, but it doesn't feel natural to me.
No, a little forced.
Well,
I mean, it works for some people.
I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could.
I've never done it, but I don't knock it because I know a lot of people who've gotten married from starting out on online dating. So I can't knock it. Yeah. It works for some people. So
are you currently single then, Molly?
I am.
What are you looking for? You need like guys named Randy?
I don't know about that.
No? Well, what are you looking for?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you're filling out a profile and you said you're looking for, you know, a man or a woman or whatever, how would you describe this person?
You know what you like. Tell us.
Come on.
I don't know. I guess a guy who can make me laugh and can have fun and be spontaneous.
That's all
somebody
good.
To adventure with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's okay with dogs being on the couch and that
I'm
kind
out.
Of thing.
Well, Molly,
you
I
had me. Up until that point, and then I'm out.
I joked earlier, but Randy's got four dogs at his house, and his current profile picture is him hiking on an adventure. So
it sounds like a match made in heaven to me, Molly.
I think four is a lot of dogs.
No, well, he's only house-sitting.
He's dog-sitting two of them.
Yeah, dog-sitting.
So is two okay? Mm-hmm.
I already have two, so that would make four.
It's too many.
No, wait a minute.
Molly!
So you're saying that they have to do all the giving in this relationship. You get to pick the dogs, and they just have to come along and love your dogs.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well.
At least you're honest.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Love animals, just mine.
You must love my animals, not
okay.
yours. That's pretty
all
funny.
Right.
Are you from Colorado originally?
I am. I'm from Parker.
Okay, nice. Good for you. What do you do for a living?
I am a police officer.
Awesome.
Have you ever thought about asking somebody out that you pull over for a speeding ticket? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Has it worked the other way around? Has somebody flirted with you to try to get out of something?
Oh, yeah. I've had that before.
Really? It doesn't work, huh?
Doesn't work, huh?
No. Not on me.
Not
Maybe
on you.
Maybe it just hasn't been the right person.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for serving and protecting.
Yeah.
We appreciate you doing that, Molly.
That's a hard gig, so thank you.
So Absolutely. Glad you called. You have a great weekend, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you. You guys, too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I love our listeners. I love No Filter Friday. They can talk about anything. Here is Stephanie. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
You?
Oh, Stephanie, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm actually taking my kid to learn to ski for the first time. We're going up to Keystone for the weekend.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Pizza
how
French fries. Pizza French fries. Yeah, how old are they?
Pizza French. Yep. Got to do the pizza. You're right.
Yeah, pizza all the way. How old your kiddo?
I have a 10-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son.
Yeah, they'll take to it like crazy.
Yeah, it'll be easy for them.
The thing about kids is they pick it up really fast, plus they're fearless, you know? And
yeah. I just threw all my ski gear on next door a couple weeks ago because I was looking at my skis and the boots and the helmet and all that. I'm like, I'm never going to do this again.
Did you get any nibbles?
I have not had one nibble yet either, so there might be a lot of people.
You're probably asking too much.
I don't think so. Like boots, I put like $30 and they were originally like $200. $30 for decent. They've been used like twice.
Have they sold?
No.
Too much.
Need any boots, Stephanie?
I do not. Probably not your size either.
I'm a 5.5. No, I'm joking.
With all your stinky feet down in there.
Shut up.
Stinky boots.
What is this little weekend going to cost you? Because I know skiing's not cheap.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. It's crazy expensive now. One day lesson, I think it's like close to $400 a piece.
A piece. Holy crap, Steph.
Yeah, I know.
High roller. Yeah, you are a high roller.
I have to sell one of my children.
Oh, careful now.
Easy.
You said it, not us.
Easy.
Okay. You know, and then you got, you know, the cost of the gear that you got to rent and the clothing and then the food and the driving up. Are you going to stay up there or are you just driving up and coming back?
No, I'm actually staying with one of my best friends has a place up there. So we're going to ski while they do lessons.
Well, that's nice. That's real nice because you have to stay
well
too.
Over $1,000 weekend for you. Wow,
it's crazy. It's not like it used to be to ski up here. So
you better make those kiddos do some stuff for you when you get back down here. I mean, like chores for days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Cleaning toilets for sure.
Absolutely, get on it. Earn that ski lesson.
Oh, you could not be more adorable, Stephanie. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling your boys in the morning. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice meeting you.
Thank you. Gracious, I love No Filter Friday. That will become a podcast, and we'll do it again probably next Friday.
And we did get the picture of the crocheted Death Star from Dana.
We did?
So I'll get that posted. I'll write back and make sure she's cool with us posting that on our personal Facebook, and I'll get it posted. It looks pretty good, actually. It looks pretty good. What'd she say that was, 40? $60?
Well, she charged them $60, but she says other people pay like
$100.
Maybe
a little overpriced, but
that's cute as hell.
It's cute.
That is cute as hell.
Some kid would love that.
Get one of those for Gretch because she loves stuff like that.
Well, there you go. There you go. You've got her message right here. I dare you.
Merry Christmas, dear.
This is for you.
Here's a crocheted Death Star. And she would say, oh, you shouldn't have.
No, really.
Really, you shouldn't have.